USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election is still up in the air at this hour. Joe Biden speaking Tuesday night.
You know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
President Trump just after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning.
North Carolina, big victory with North Carolina. So we won there. We lead by 76,000 votes with almost nothing left. And all of a sudden, everything just stopped. This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Officials in Nebraska and Michigan warned voters Tuesday to ignore calls telling them not to go to the polls and spreading other misinformation. Both Michigan and Nebraska's second congressional district are expected to be key battlegrounds that will help decide the election. Hurricane Etta ripped roofs off of homes, unleashed major flooding, and caused landslides as it smashed the coastline of Nicaragua and Honduras on Tuesday, reportedly killing at least three people and putting dozens of fishermen in danger. A local woman tells Reuters via a translator, "This is serious."
Of course we are nervous. This is not a game. This is something that's going to attack us, and the lives of our family members in other places might be lost.
UNICEF says 1.2 million people in Nicaragua are at risk from the hurricane. NASCAR travels to Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500. The race starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As votes continue to be counted, the presidency for the next 4 years remains a question. Joe Biden talking to supporters Tuesday night.
Good evening. Your patience is commendable. We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are. We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround. We also just called it for Minnesota, and we're still in the game in Georgia, although that's not one we expected. And we're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.